Blog Talk Radio.
Nice selection by the author that will be joining us tonight, Ms. Linnea LDP. Right now we have live Ms. Alexis, Alexis Nicole. She's an author from Jada Publications. Ms. Alexis Nicole, are you on?
Yep, I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you. What's going on, girl?
Not much. Tell me, you know.
Okay. You know tonight, man, you live on Rich Behavior Radio, man, so we're going to kick it for the next 15. So I want to start out by, you know, asking, you know, really telling the audience a little something about yourself.
Well, I'm from Hartford, Connecticut, you know, and I have my recent debut novel that just dropped on April 9th. And I'm just, you know, a single mother just trying to do her thing from the positive.
Okay. So you got to tell me, you know, like, when did you start writing? Have you been doing this for a long time? You know, is this brand new or, you know, is it a hobby or what?
No, it's not a hobby. It started out as a hobby. I was in high school. This is probably about, I don't really want to give away my whole age, but this was about 10 years ago. I wrote a couple of unpublished stories, and I just started from there. Recently, I just started taking it seriously once I figured that, you know, I had to step my writing game up. Following and networking with other known authors, you know.
Okay. And you're assigned to Jaded Publications, correct?
Yep, that's correct. Shout out to Jaded Publications.
That's right. So how did that start? How did you find Jaded Publications? Did they find you?
I reached out to several publishers, and they were one of the ones that offered me a publishing deal, and I just, you know, had to weigh it out with God, just asking him, you know, where should I go with my writing, you know, what would be the best fit for me, and that's where I ended up.
Okay, you got to have that chemistry with your publisher, trust God, is this going to be a long time thing with you, you know? Are we just going to see you now, or are we going to be looking forward to listening to Cole everywhere?
No, this is forever. This is something that I'm definitely trying to be in for the long run. I take it really seriously in what I do. This is going to be me. I'm just trying to make my name known.
Okay. So can you tell me something about your book that's dropping, Trust in De Niro?
Yeah, that's correct. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you. What was the question? I'm sorry.
Okay, can you tell me a little about your new book that just dropped on the 9th, Trust
in
De Niro?
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. My story is about a young businessman named Charcino Mendoza, and basically the cocky, arrogant businessman who basically gets into a whirlwind of trouble with his lady friends, his business partners, and everything. Like, I don't want to give the story away too much, but it's basically just like a crazy ride, and he just lives by this thing where everybody trusts within him, so he just is the one in the long run that finds out that he needs to really trust within himself.
Okay. So is this a book about, you know, something that you made up in your mind, or is this something that, you know, a real-life experience?
I wouldn't say it's a real-life event. I would say more of stuff that I made up in my mind. Some of the stuff here and there, I would say, you know, it was kind of real, but I tried to keep it all fiction.
Yeah, you got to do that sometime, man. You can't give them all that.
No. Maybe that'll be in the future. We'll see.
Okay. I'm interested, you know, in this Trust in De Niro. I know you had sent me the book. And I appreciate that too, girl. You know, I will be reading that as well. Can you get an audience a little short excerpt of the book, so get them feeding for more?
Sure. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull that up for you.
Okay.
Give me like 2 seconds, because I'm actually on my tablet right now.
Oh, no problem. No, I know you're going to spit that fire, so, you know, I know me and the fans can wait for this, girl.
Yeah. But anyways, I'll give you, I'm not sure exactly what the number is for the chapter, but I have it right here. And basically, the young lady, Star Santiago, who trusts De Niro's ride-or-die chick, he sent her to the hotel to pick up his assistant because someone is out to kill him, and he's nervous about the whole situation, so he's just trying to get out of Miami. So he's trying to get his way back to Atlanta. So I just give a little snippet of it. So here it goes. Hope you can hear me well. It says, listen, boo-boo, I'm not here to play any games with you. Let me in. This is serious, and I don't want to make a scene in this fancy hotel. I got to tell you something more important than what you're thinking. It seems to me we don't have much time. We got to get out of here, I said. She started to piss me off with a little bougie country Vienna accent and attitude front like she didn't know who Trust was. Shit, I knew I had the right room because the numbers were written right on the door. She stood there for a moment and then looked up at me, and it reached her back over and pulled out a .22 and it caught it back. Look, bitch, you got 10 seconds to get away from the door before I study your shit all over the carpet, she said without any hesitation, and it looked like she meant it. I looked at deadlock in her dark brown eyes without any fear and looked at her gun and said, it was single shreddy at herself. She stared at me for a few seconds without blinking, and then in a few minutes, she put the gun back in her pocket and opened up the door and motioned for me to come inside quickly without looking up and to see if someone else was watching her. Hurry up and come in. Did anyone see you? She said. since you guys are all concerned and shit now. Nope, I don't think so. I said as I walked into the suite and shut the door behind me. I just gave a little taste of something, but I didn't want to really keep on.
Oh,
not like
man. Oh, man. How you going to leave me hanging like that, girl?
I know. I can't. I don't want to go on. You
okay,
got to read the story.
Oh, you know, I'm finna read that ASAP, girl. I got finna read that little talk. So, you know,
yeah.
You know, it's some spicy things in there. I don't be with all that romantic stuff and all that. I want some bullshit. You know, I want some good, you know, sex things in there. You know, something that's gonna have me stuck. Like,
yeah.
Be it there. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Okay, so is definitely something in there like that?
Yep, I have to. I have to want to know what's going to happen to them. You're going to want to know how did they get there. You're going to want to know everything.
Okay. So what are these books going to be about?
You said how many books are there?
I say, what can these books be found? Are they on e-books?
Oh, this should be about that. Not to cut you off. It'll be Amazon.com, Kindle. I have the paperbacks in about 30 days, and also you can get them on www.jadedpublications.com.
Okay. That was up. So where can they find you?
Oh, you can find me on Facebook. That's Alexis Nicole. I also have Facebook, Lex Ruby. Then I have the Twitter, which is Miss Rubies and Diamonds. You can look me up there.
Okay. So one last question. One big question for your fans and your supporters. You know, this is what everybody want to know. Why do you feel people should read your book?
Well, that's kind of an easy question, and I just want to say that I think everybody should read my book or at least check it out. Because I feel like, you know, this is a different type of story. It's not one of those stories where it's just a normal trap guy loving female, she's cheating. It's a totally different storyline. It's more storyline of, you know... It's more of a storyline with different characters. You got different personalities. He actually, in the end, you'll find out that it's a real twist, you know. And I really don't want to give it away because it's crazy. But he finds out that basically he's in a cooling home. So I don't want to give too much of it away, but it's definitely one of those like thriller, sci-fi type of things. And so I just really feel it's definitely out of the box.
Okay. So any special events or anything coming up, you know, for you? Do you have any book signs or anything coming up?
Oh, definitely. We'll be Atlanta. You can check us out. We'll be at, I'm not quite sure of the exact location, but I know we're having a book signing on June
13th. Okay.
We'll also be at the AMDC Awards, the Literary Awards. You can check us out there. It's going to be really dope. But we'll be in Atlanta. We'll be in Atlanta all for about 3 days.
Okay, when will this be one more time?
I said the book signing will be on the 13th of June, and it'll
okay.
be in Atlanta. Yep, and then the next day will be at the Literary Awards, so you can be able to get books there. You can meet and greet me and my whole team.
Okay, that was up. And do you have your mixtapes out? You know, where can they find your music at?
Oh, that is for the SoundCloud.
You
can find me on YouTube. You can hit me up. I can get you some CDs. And everywhere else, I'm really just trying to get this distribution worldwide so that everyone can hear my music. And that's really what I'm working on besides the book thing.
Okay. You know, you had just sent me that Cookie Monster from you. You know, I'm finna drop that, you know, when we finna go to commercial and let everybody know about that Cookie Monster. So before we go to commercial break, we're finna go to commercial break about a minute. So, you know, tell us something about this Cookie Monster. Because
I'm
thinking something else with this Cookie Monster.
Yes.
I'm thinking something else with this Cookie Monster.
I'm so happy about it. Lil Wayne, I did a remix of Lil Wayne, one of his beat tracks from Sorry for the Wait CD. And basically, it's the same scenario almost, like the Sorry for the Wait. Basically, it's just me just letting everybody know Sorry for the Wait. I'm here and I'm not growing. So you just definitely got to check it out.
Okay.
All about electric.
Say no more. Well, thank you for coming out, girl. You stay on the line because your fans and supporters don't come out for commercial break, you know. I really appreciate you coming out, though, girl, man. You know, But I think it's time that the fans want to talk to you. You know, they want to know about the Cookie Monster. They want to know about Trustee Nero, you know. So at the end of the show, the line will be open up to all your fans and supporters. You know, once again, thank you so much for, you know, coming out, girl, okay?
Yeah, definitely, and I appreciate all the love, definitely. I love you so much. I love all you fans out there.
And I'm sorry for the way that I had to give you all a taste as I follow my fate, escalator to the top. Elevator won't stop, and my music about to pop. Nigga, weak bitches, y'all need some tissue. I go dum-dum on that track like I choo, sneeze, holla, holla. Now I pull up, pull up. I'm in that new, got your bitches smell like woo, straight huggy. Y'all need some Pampers, baby ass rabbits with your heart straight after. Ha 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 ha. Did I say that? Y'all fucking garbage, and y'all stay wet. I don't play that foreign cars, got that Maybach. Doing donuts on that trip deck. What? I had to bring that shit big deck. I'm doing donuts on that trip deck. Mark my words, check my rap sheet, clean and stain. It's like I see the nigga pull, call it chicken wings. I got a freeway in my pussy, you was gushy. I had to grease you off a plate for you to get a taste of that two scoop good pipe, no mistake. Face down, ass up, duck tape, hog tie, blindfold, no escape. Fuck me right, long stroke, slow pace, deep throat, FaceTime, no breaks. This a pop quiz lesson, all brains. I got that good pussy, nigga, great ass. Super, super wet, wet, hot game. Honey River diving, drowning. Yeah, and I'm sorry for the way. Yeah, and I'm sorry for the way that I had to give you all a break as I follow my fame. Yeah, and I'm sorry for the way that I had to give you all a break as I follow my fate. Crush the guy and roll it up, bamboo. These niggas acting brand new. As I chop down the frame, I call it haiku. All you little fuck niggas, kaiju. Push you niggas out the way, move over. Lucky charms, 40 clover. Flow sicker than Ebola. Roadkill, deal or no deal. I cut you up, Uma Thurman, Kill Bill. I hop in the rain, sun kiss, orange pill. I don't give a fuck what you like or how you feel. I'm trying to get about 100 racks for a mil. I send my goons on your ride sheet and they steal. I dropped a few racks in the rubies in my grill. I made it rain on the money flow, windmill. My timepiece iced out, diamonds on chill. Let you badass. Get it poppin' out of bill. I come through homicide, my G's on a trill. Black on black, dark night, Christian Bale. I had my weed flown in from Brazil. You yakking bitches talking cheap like a fill. And this the queen of CT, bow down and nail. This the queen of CT, bow down and nail, nigga. Yeah, and I'm sorry for the wait. I had to give you all a break as I follow my fate. Yeah, and I'm sorry for the wait. I had to give you all a break as I follow my fate. All you hood boogers, broke bum skis, bitch niggas, y'all dumb to me. I step your cookies up, you like crumbs to me. I got the munchies, a cookie monster, a cookie monster, cookie, cookie monster. I step your cookies up, a cookie monster. Yeah. Step your cookies up.
No.
I just stick the key in
the, the key with the tape on it.
Okay. Is it broken?
No. Just need that to start my car.
codes is what we live by. Money ain't a problem, all I see is dollar signs. Was at the bottom, now it's my time to shine.
Was at the bottom, now it's my time to shine.
A street code is what we live by. Money ain't a problem, all I see is dollar signs. Was at the bottom, now it's my time to shine.
Was at the bottom, now it's my time to shine.
Click, clack, and my Beretta. I put it to his face, nigga, where's my fucking cheddar? Cheddar. Oh, where's my fucking Rhea? You got 30 seconds, nigga, what it wanna be ya?
A straight homicide.
Now they asking why my homie had to die. Damn, who gave the old me why? Rounds to the glass, 30 rounds.
Now I hear the fucking cops.
Woo, woo, who hit the tip line?
What?
That motherfucker's snitch line.
Oh.
I hate them fucking rats. Swinging them with the bat.
Bow.
Jackie Robinson on the track.
Jackie Robinson on the track.
Cause I killed it like that. Now bring it back, Chrissy.
Bring it back.
Yup. Uh-huh. Yup.
Bring it back.
A street code is what we live by. Money ain't a problem, all I see is dollar signs. Was at the bottom, now it's my time to shine.
Was at the bottom, now it's my time to shine.
A street code is what we live by. Money ain't a problem, all I see is dollar signs. Was at the bottom, now it's my time to shine.
Was at the bottom, now it's my time to shine.
They think I'm fucking dummy. My life is in rummy. Try me for your luck, I don't bluff. For my money, or I'ma give a funny, and niggas is trying to stun me, and tie you up in a body bag, wrap you up, nigga, mate, I got that mag, a gold rappers, I need condoms,
niggas don't want no problem,
no problem, and that you in your place, nigga, you won't have no faith with her, call it a cocaine bigger.
My first 48 trigger.
My text said, hola, the dope game is over. Whipping a baking soda, call it coca. And stuffing in my show shot. Then hit the fucking blizzard. My shit got real izzard. Then the fuck boys is lurking. My trigger figure squirting. A hands up, got you sucked like them bags. They got you real loopy, fucking soupy. I mean sloppy, Joe.
Okay, 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 we back, man, we back. Man, that was a nice selection by Alexis Nicole, the Jada Publication, Miss Lady Ruby. You know Alexis Nicole. That was her single, Cookie Monster. Yeah, she just went the fuck in, by the way, man. I dig that. I can ride that. I can send that to my old lady, man, right there. But, you know, not further ado, our next author that's going to come to the stage is Miss Authoress Linnea LDP. She signed with Lockdown Publications. She's a New Orleans resident. You know, she repped the New Orleans too hard. Oh, my God, she be beefing with me about the New Orleans. But y'all know what it is, man. It's Atlanta, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Atlanta Falcons in the building. We're going to take over that thing. But that's another thing. I hope she ain't on right now so she didn't hear that little part. But she might cuss me out by that part. But she's a wonderful mother. You know, she has a son. Nice boy, by the way. You know, another thing, she just recently started writing, you know, and she's brought a lot to the stage already. You know, a lot of good reviews that's coming from her book, you know, and it's just amazing how, you know, she came in the game just really looking for a hobby and really just, you know, coming in that thing strong. And I really commend her like that, man. You know, a lot of black women need to be like that, you know, that's really pursuing their career, you know, not just with the writing career, just with anything. You know, if you are a full-time mom, be the best full-time mom you can be. You know, make sure the house clean, everything bleach, you know what I'm saying? You know, and, you know, even if you were a principal at the school, you know, make sure all your teachers are, you know, they doing their job, they making sure that their kids are getting taught. Y'all don't want y'all kids to be going to Atlanta public schools. These folks just, you know, it's really crazy how they did it in Atlanta. You know, I really got off subject. You know, I'm bringing that to the stage while we're waiting on, you know, our guests. But, you know, they just did that in Atlanta, you know. They took the teachers, even the superintendent. He just got, you know, 20-7 for changing test scores, you know, not giving the kids a fair chance at an education instead of, you know, hiring new teachers and, you know, learning what you really need to teach the kids to survive in the real world out there. They changed the test scores so it's looking like they passed. And, you know, one mother was on the news the other day, and she was saying that her 16-year-old daughter is still in the ninth grade. You know what I'm saying? And that's crazy, man. You know what I mean? And I don't really put all the blame on the teachers, because that is the teacher's job to, you know, teach the kids the right tools that they need to survive in the world. But it's really on the parents as well, because if you let your daughter, you know, this is really crazy that I'm saying this, but if you let your daughter come home saying that she did her homework and she passed on her class, but you go to Wendy's and she can't read the menu, then, you know something going on, man. You gotta tell her something. You know, you gotta sit down with her, you know, with yourself and be like, yo, look, we need to do some Adobe Reader or something. You know what I'm saying? But but that's way off subject, man. You know, I just had to, you know, bring that to the light, man. You know, black women out there, man. Y'all, you know what I mean? You know, be the best that you can be at all time, man. Because, you know, what's going on in society today, man, you know, a lot of black women is veering off of the image of a strong black woman. You know, they really want to be seen and not felt. You know, a powerful presence means everything. A dude seeing you in hoochie mama clothes don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because to a man, that's all it is. You know, just that. But if you bring a powerful presence to yourself, then you build a dynasty. And y'all take that with y'all. You know what I'm saying? But back to the show. Miss Linnea LDP, we're still waiting on her to show up. So while we're waiting on her to show up, you know, I'll still keep running my mouth. You know, we got an hour to kick it, you know. But, yeah, man, back on the subject with these teachers. You know, man, that was crazy, man. I really think it was wrong that they did that. You know, but that's too much time, man. Hey, y'all hit me up on Facebook, too, man. Y'all post on my page what y'all think about this, man. This Arthur Polo Dunn, man. You know, hit me up on Facebook or Mr. Rich Behavior on Instagram or the Rich Behavior team on Twitter, man. Y'all hit me up, man, and let me know, you know, what y'all views on this, you know, Atlanta getting all this time for nothing. You know what I'm saying? But, one more thing for y'all. I think, you know, that's a crap too much time for some teachers, you know, just to change test scores. I think they should have just really got probation. But y'all hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and y'all let me know y'all views about this situation. Y'all can find it. Y'all can look it up on YouTube, this situation that's happening in Atlanta. Atlanta Public Schools. Anything Atlanta Public Schools, it'll pop right up. It should be in your search engine. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, that's crazy. And I want to touch up on another subject while I'm dealing with these, you know, this teacher matter. If y'all feel that, you know, any time on my show that I might offend you or offend someone that you know, please don't take nothing I'm saying to the heart. You know, take everything I'm saying, you know, to the head, man, and rock with it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we just smooth things out, man, because it really it's really nothing but me just speaking my mind on the radio and letting y'all know me. You know, the mind of Polo. You know what I'm saying? But we back on the line. We got Linnea, LDP on the line. Linnea, I've been running my mouth for the last 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
I'm waiting on you, girl. What's going on, sis?
I'm sorry. What you say?
I said, what's going on, sis?
Nothing much. What's going on?
Man, I'm ready to kick it with you, man. I've been running my mouth for the last 20 minutes. I know they've been tired of my mouth. What's going on? They want to hear yours.
Well, I'm here. My bad. I'm sorry, you guys. I had an unexpected run for me, unfortunately, at the last minute. But I'm here now. What's been going on for the last 27 minutes? I guess feel me, catch me, and then we'll go from there.
Oh yeah, man. You know, we just hosted Alexis Nicole. She's from Jada Publication. You know, we had played your song to pop it off. Now, who was that? I want to start out by asking, who was that? You gave us a nice selection of some songs. Who was that? They was riding now.
That's my nephew. He is out of Georgia.
Okay.
I asked him to share some music. They wanted to send his name is Snap, and those are the two selections that he chose to send over. I don't know. I didn't hear which one you played. One was All Good, and one was Waste Management. I believe I sent All Good over. So,
yeah, I think that
was
good now.
Yeah, it's something he does in his spare time, and I just wanted to put him out there, kind of introduce him.
Girl, you got my number. You know you can hit me up, man. We can set up a show for him, man. We can have him live on Rich Baby Radio.
I would definitely talk to him about it. You know, he's in school, so it's a bad game, you know, with school and work. But I'll definitely send some message along to him and see what, you know, what y'all can set up.
Okay, say no more, man. You know what I do. But, hey, on another note, listen, I want the fans to know about you, girl. You know, over here, I got my certain fan radio show, just support the radio show. So it's a new fan base for you, girl. So, you know, let them know about you, girl. Let them know who I know. Let them know the real you, girl.
Well, I'm sure they know I'm originally from New Orleans. I tried Georgia for a minute. I must say, I tried Georgia. Then I decided after about 8 months to come back home. So I guess I'm just a regular old New Orleans girl at heart. I write in my spare time. It's actually my hobby. Not my career time. By day, I am full time worker, a claims processor, and a mother. My son is perfect. One day, I would like to have my own nonprofit in different facets of the community, some that I work with teenagers, some that I work with homeless, some that are focused on helping the mentally challenged. That's something that's actually really big and close to my heart, especially with the things that I've definitely been seeing going on in my state lately. As far as, you know, the mentally challenged and the effects that them being without their medicine and being without their treatment is causing just in the overall community itself. And then, you know, if I have a little bit more time, of course, after I do all those pursuits, I enjoy the writing. So I would like to keep writing as well.
I meant to check my ring light out.
You said what?
That wasn't me.
Okay. Alexis, you still on the line, girl? I think that's Alexis still online. She must have been on her phone. But you know, that's great, girl. So you really want to start this nonprofit organization?
Yeah, I'm working on it right now. There's a couple of phases that have to go through, a couple of different levels of it, on the state government, you know, federal level, really mostly, in order to qualify for the grant. So that's definitely something in the works right now for me. I'm trying to get the federal level straight, and then hopefully everything else will come together. So it's on the way. I'll say in another year, there'll definitely be some nonprofits, not only in Louisiana, but I am going to do some things in Georgia as well.
For sure. I can dig it, girl. You know, I've been living in Atlanta all my life, man. That traffic is something else. I'm talking about all downtown, all through the spreadways, everywhere. Because there's a lot of people, and everybody thinks that Atlanta is big. Atlanta is not big. It's small with a lot of people. We like little China, like for real. It's like a lot of people with a lot of cars in one little spot. But, man, girl, I love to have you back, because when I pull back up in Atlanta, I want to, you know, have a nice little lunch with you or something, man. Let us kick it, man.
Yes, that would be great. So, yeah, you definitely just keep me informed. I'm nothing but a 8-hour ride for 10 minutes, like 9-hour bus ride, like, I mean, train ride. So, there's various means and methods. You just let me know, and I'll be there. I'm most definitely.
Okay, say no more. So, you know, tell me a little something about,
Don't Fuck With My Heart.
Is it self-explanatory, or is it another meaning behind it?
It's self-explanatory in some ways, and then there's some underlying messages in the book. The book is definitely designed to show you, or to, has a plot, rather, I should say, with someone who's been messed over. And the consequences of when you mess with somebody's heart. But I also wanted to, you know, there were some underlying messages, of course, I think, in all of our stories, whether it's urban lit or urban drama. There's a message that every story holds or has, but it's a, you know, there's something that the author wanted to convey for their audience to hear. I mean, the underlying message that I want to convey is don't mess with somebody's heart. You know, my character, my main character, for instance, has definitely been through some things, but not only has she been through some things, she also has a mental illness. And, you know, a lot of times when we start dealing with people, we never really know what they've been through, where they're coming from. You know, their background. You only know what a person tells you. So you should always be cautious in your interactions with others, because you never know what old wound you might fester, what might come to be out of your actions. So, you know, be careful, because all your actions always have consequences, most definitely.
Right. You're definitely right about that. You know, hey, you know, everybody done been through that, you know, that love experience that, you know, you basically just say, man, you know what? Man, fuck you. Stay up out my life, man, you know, because I just don't need you in it. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you really just got to do that. I seen a post, girl. I seen a post on Facebook the other day, and it was a spray bottle, and it was Bitch Be Gone spray. And I really think that should be a real spray, and I think that you really, like, because the negative problems, man, like, who need them in their life? Like, all that arguing, all that back and forth drama shit, like you don't need them in your life, man, because when you have that negative shit around you all the time, it really messes up your environment. it really messes up your whole day because so much negativity is, you know, just bouncing off. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you got to, you know, surround yourself around a circle that will always have your back, and especially that main person in your life. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, at the end of the day, don't fuck with my heart.
Exactly. Because, I mean, you know, people get in relationships to fulfill another void in their life. It's something that's supposed to never subtract, never take away from that person, but it's supposed to enrich you and enhance you as a person to be able to, you know, share a love with somebody, share a bond with somebody, share a friendship with somebody. So if any one of those things are missing, or the next relationship is doing more hurt than it is good, you know, then it's not really worth it, I would say. You know, it's never worth you have a title. So if you're just in a relationship to have a title, you're in it for the wrong reason. If you have to let somebody mistreat you just to have a title, it doesn't, you can be a better
person. It should be open.
That's the case. You're a better person single than what you are with somebody. There's no need for you to have that person. So, you know, that's just my opinion. No offense to anybody, because everybody has different walks of life. Everybody has different strides. I knock nobody for their individual choices. But that's just me. I mean, that's just what I feel that it should be, you know, from my point of view. That's just how I feel about it.
Let me see you back it up, girl. Do your
on that pole, be my flag, girl. Twirl around on that pole, don't challenge it. Let me control them hips.
Camping out, you want some more, and I can tell you feeling it. Camping out, you want some more, and I can tell you feeling it.
Camping out, you want some more, and I can tell you feeling it. And baby, it's construction time, that is why I'm drilling it. I'm on my J-O-B, so I got you tapping out. Give you another chance, meaning take another shot. The drinks has hit you as you get inside your feelings. And I'm thinking that I'm sober, and the liquor left my system, but damn, my vision has just gotten blurry. I don't need directions, leave the rest to Siri. You getting tired as this night is at a close. So this bottle that I got, we gon' save it for the road as we
take another shot for the old and the new. Now the bottle's all gone, baby, what do we do? And the way you work them hips, I'm loving the way you move. Only thing I'm picturing is you do it in my bedroom. So back it up,
back it up.
Waste management, back it up,
back it up.
Waste management, back it up, baby. This is waste management. Let me control them hips, and this is waste management.
Okay, man, we back, man. Rich Behavior Radio, man, live with the authoress, Lenia LDP. Okay, you back on, girl?
I'm here.
Okay. And what's your name one more time?
It's Lenia, but I mean, I know what you mean, so I don't trip.
Man, girl, hey, listen, I can't never get
trip.
It right, girl.
Oh, I don't trip. It's cool. I don't trip. I'm good. I know who you talk to, so, you know, I'm good.
Hey, I don't think I ever get that shit right, man. My bad, girl. You got to forgive me. I'm bad with names. I'm bad.
It happens, so I'm good.
Okay. And you know what's your nephew's name again?
Snap.
You said Clint?
Snap.
Flint?
Snap.
Oh, okay. Nice song, man. I can dig that. You know, man, send that to my iCloud, girl. Let me listen to that.
All right, I have to get. He has a whole CD. I know that was just two songs off the CD, so I'll see if he want to send me some more as well.
Okay. Now let's jump right back into things. Now, before commercial break, you know, we was talking about your book. You know, Don't Fuck With My Heart. And where can these books be found?
They're available. Ebook is available on Amazon, of course, for Kindle and Kindle Unlimited. There are paperbacks available on Amazon as well. For signed paperbacks, I can be reached on my Facebook page at Authoress Lenia LDP. I'm also on Twitter under Authoress Lenia LDP and Instagram under Authoress Lenia.
Okay, great branding. Now, I see that, you know, you are keeping your name everywhere, and that's the number one key to branding. You don't want to switch it up. You know, like
right.
You know, last week we was on Writing Royalty.
You got to turn that knob.
You don't never want to be sexy chocolate on Twitter, sexy drop on Instagram, and then Lenia Miss Lips on Facebook, you know, because ain't nobody going to be finding you.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, I'm glad you're keeping your name out there so they know where to find you at, even though Lil Bro can't pronounce your name correct in the whole year. But I'm going to get it right.
You're good. I know who you're talking to. So, I'm good because everybody don't know how it's pronounced. So, I'm good. I know.
Okay,
if
okay,
it was my son, it might be a problem, but I don't have a problem with it.
Okay, girl. So do you have a short excerpt on standby?
Yeah, I definitely have one that I could go ahead and share. I was kind of torn with I was trying to give something spicy and yet I didn't want to give something that was actually, I didn't want to give the first excerpt because that was already on actually Amazon. So if you want to, that's definitely available as well on Amazon. Of course, the sample is an excerpt out of the first chapter. So I didn't want to give that part because that's already available. So I feel like I'd be cheating the readers to give something that's already out there. So I'm going to read something kind of in the beginning. But still in the middle. So here goes. The waitress walked up and placed Michelle's appetizer on the table. This definitely isn't a good start to getting my sheet wedding ready, I confess, holding up a tortilla chip full of dip. Just as I placed the chip inside my mouth, my phone rang. Oh shit, I found it, frantically searching my purse in the chair next to me. It was probably my boss calling me about our evening meeting. I had more business meetings than I cared for being in management on the job. Immediately upon graduation, I had landed a job with Energy, the power company in New Orleans. Because of my degree in business, a management position had been practically handed to me. Digging the phone from the bottom of my extra-large monogram MCM leather handbag, I grasped it and held it to my ear just as the caller was hanging up. Reviewing my call log, I saw the word lock ID. Michelle noticed the look of disgust on my face. Who is it? I'll be damned if I knew. Someone called from a restricted number, so it couldn't have been anybody special. I started to return the phone back inside of my purse, but before I let it go from my hand, it rang again, displaying the same unknown call ID. I don't know who the fuck this is, but if it ain't about money, it's going to be a problem, I frowned. Stay calm, Michelle, cautioned, barely above a whisper. I pressed the answer button on the screen. This is Chrisette, I answered sweetly in a professional voice, just in case it was my job. Chrisette, he said. I squeezed my eyes tightly together, recognizing my son's father's voice. I wasn't in the mood for him and his bullshit. What, Quimere? I snapped. You have a sec for me to holler at you, he asked politely. I wrinkled my forehead. Is this something that can wait? I want to stay in the good mood I'm in. So if this involves any type of bullshit, then no, I don't have time. Quimere could fuck my dick in a split second. Once upon a time, Quimere had been my high school sweetheart. The sun, the moon, and stars rose with him. He was the first boy I was allowed to officially date or call my boyfriend. I met him when I transferred to John McDonough Senior High School in my junior year. From the time we met 2 months into the school year, we became inseparable. And I'm going to skip ahead to give y'all a little bit of drama. So I said, well, not really, Quimere answered as he cleared his throat. I'm calling about my boy. I figured that much because otherwise you would have no business calling me, I stressed. In addition, why are you calling my phone from a private number? I was already becoming agitated with the way this conversation was going. I'm hitting you from Mariah's phone. She doesn't want you to have her number. Tell that simple bitch tricks off her kids. I wouldn't give that whole the satisfaction, I hiss. The patron sitting at the next table looked over to me, then quickly away, nosy asses. I slid out of my chair, motioning to Michelle with my head that I was going to step outside. What's the deal? You talking or not, Quimere asked. Since there's never going to be a good time for you to fuck up my date, I guess now it's fine. And I'm going to leave y'all with that because I want y'all to actually buy it and read this scene in a book and see how it goes down.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Hey, you got to send me that book too, girl. I got to check that out. I'm going to put that on my to-do list for sure.
But we're going to go and take the calls because we have nothing but like 5 minutes left on the show. So we're going to let you and Alexis fans go ahead and call in for some support. The first caller that we're going to take is area code 424, Rich Behavior Radio. Let's go.
Hello?
Rich Behavior Radio.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Trinae. I was calling in to support Nea. I heard you reading something. Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, my favorite person.
So, when we going to get our second, our part two?
Well, I'm hoping that it will be out next month. I'll be turning in my first round of edits on tomorrow. So I'm hoping I get those back and I can get part two out by May. Fingers crossed, eyes crossed, toes crossed, everything crossed.
Okay, so, I have one more question. What do you plan on writing and putting out another book after you finish your series?
That's a hard one. I definitely plan to. I really want to get my other ventures off the ground first, so I'll probably take a break for a minute from writing, but it'll definitely be something. I can't give a date, but it's coming. Yeah, I'll write something else.
All right. I'm going to let someone else go in and call.
Thank you, Nate, for calling.
Welcome, huh?
Bye.
Okay. Appreciate that, Janae, for calling in, showing support to the lovely Lania. Correct, Lania?
That's right. You got it right.
Okay. We're going to run, because we ain't got that long, so we're going to let the last caller go ahead and talk. 832, Rich Behavior Radio. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing, 832?
I'm good, how you doing? This is Lania, you probably know me as Kim True to Me from Facebook.
Hey,
I just wanted to call you.
I'm so excited, I wish you could see me waving from over here, like, you know, like, for really see me. But hey,
yeah. How you doing? I'm at work, but I just wanted to call in to show my support and let you know that I am anxiously waiting on part two of this book. I can't wait for it to drop.
Thank you. I'm trying to get it out for y'all next month. Believe me, y'all will be the first to know as soon as I get a release date.
And you already know I'm going to be stalking and asking until they get it.
That's good. I'm going to be looking forward to it.
All right, y'all, but I just wanted to call in and let you know I was listening in.
Thank you.
You're welcome, boo.
Okay. We got a lot of more callers, man, but we can't take y'all right now, man. We finna wrap it up, man. Blog Talk finna shut us down, man. But everybody that came out tonight, I really appreciate y'all for coming out tonight, man, showing love to these, you know, beautiful divas, man, in the literary game, man. They doing their thing. They ain't been in the literary game a whole year, and they doing their thing already. So I salute y'all, two women. Thank y'all for coming out on my show tonight. We're going to finish this discussion about Don't Fuck With My Heart and as well as Trusting De Niro on Facebook. Y'all come check us out. We're going to turn Facebook the fuck up. I'm lying, man. I'm out of this motherfucker, man. Rich Behavior Radio.